The Washington State Liquor Control Board is going to look very different next year. Two of the three members are stepping down. Former State Senator Chris Marr is going to be a lobbyist. But Board Chair Sharon Foster has said she'll swear off government altogether. She was appointed by Governor Christine Gregoire in 2009. Foster told Marcy Silman one term was enough.
I never intended to ask for another term. I really do believe 6 years is plenty. They'll get somebody younger with new ideas, and I think that's great.
What are you most proud of during those 6 years?
Oh, you know, there's several things. Certainly, I've enjoyed my 6 years working with the prevention community, and when we were able to get Four Loko, that high alcohol content, sweetened energy drink, off the market. I felt very, very proud of that, and of course can't thank Governor Gregoire enough because she was the one that let me take the lead on that. Also, this goes to a sad proud moment when privatization, when the voters voted privatization 1183 in. I was very, very sad. I was also very, very proud of what this agency did to go from an agency that had been in the liquor business for 74 years to have to turn around in 6 months and change it out. So I guess to be part of a staff that did that would certainly be a proud moment in my life.
Sharon, you've been pretty frank telling other reporters that privatizing liquor sales 2 years ago was a mistake. Why do you say that?
I believe that our state ran an incredibly good liquor agency, liquor control board, and in our stores. And we certainly returned a good amount of money to the state every year. So I have no reason to have wanted it to change. And we obviously know how much higher liquor prices are and what the theft issue is that most people won't talk to you about. So I think those are strong reasons to be in favor of the system that we had and did well for 74 years.
Is the state bringing in as much tax revenue as advocates of privatization had said that we were going to?
Yes. Privatization is certainly bringing in the tax dollars that they said they would bring in.
I'm talking with Sharon Foster, and she's going to step down from her position as chair of the State Liquor Control Board next month. Sharon, what are some of the biggest challenges the Liquor Control Board's going to face in 2015?
There'll always be changes that will be in front of the Liquor Control Board during the legislative session, but it will probably take certainly a backseat to what happens with marijuana in the legislature this year. There's going to be probably a good stack of bills that people want to do something about changing the initiative because it's now 2 years old. Medical marijuana, we do not have any control over medical marijuana. If they do something with medical marijuana, I'm going to assume and hope that enforcement and regulation be given to the Liquor Control Board because I think we know how to do it and we do it well.
What do you think is the best way to bridge that gap between the regulated recreational marijuana market and unregulated medical pot?
Well, I think that you'll see several bills in front of the legislature. Senator Jeannie Cole Wells has one. Senator Ann Rivers has one. I just saw one yesterday from Representative Sherry Appleton, all a little bit different. Some are saying that there ought to be a registry. Some say there should not be a registry. Some say there should be homegrown grows. Some say there shouldn't. I don't know where it's going to come down. All I do know is that I think the medical marijuana market is out of control in many places, and I think that if it gets under control, as it should, then the product that is sold then in so-called medical dispensaries will have gone under the same vigorous testing that the recreational market marijuana is having to go under. And I think that's really important. I think people should, if they're going to use this product, they ought to know that it's well-tested and it's not full of bad things that can happen in a growing operation.
We have this regulated recreational marijuana market, but we still have a black market for marijuana. How can the state be more effective in curbing that black market?
Well, no one will probably ever get rid of the black market entirely, and I'm pretty sure we're not going to quit trying, but it's probably always going to be there to some extent. But certainly if we open, can get more stores open and keep the supply and demand at equal, then I think that there will be less less room for that black market, and certainly less room for the gray market, which is the medical dispensary market.
One other issue that has been thorny ever since this measure passed the voters is individual counties and individual municipalities deciding that they don't want to have recreational pot within mm-hmm. their jurisdictions. What do you think about that?
Well, I think local authorities should know their own communities and abide by that. In most communities, even where there are bans, initially 502 passed. I would hope that as we see communities that do have this industry in them and there isn't anything bad things happening, that more communities will take notice of that and say, yes, that might be an okay thing. I also think if there's some revenue sharing, then I think that it has a chance of also opening it up for other municipalities and local governments.
I'm speaking with Sharon Foster. She stepped down from her position as chair of the Liquor Control Board next month. What do you plan to do, Sharon, after you retire?
Well, I truly am going to retire. People keep seeming to think I'm going to do something else, but I'm not. We have a little cabin on Whidbey that we just built, and we're going to spend time there, and we're going to do some traveling into the U.S. this spring, and then in the fall, we're hoping for a wonderful trip to Australia and New Zealand.
Sharon, I just have to ask, have you considered smoking marijuana or using it somehow now that it's legal?
I'm actually using a brownie right now. I just had my knee replaced, and I was on some pretty heavy narcotics for the first 3 weeks, and I didn't want to be on those. So at nighttime, for 4 nights now, I have had, before bed, a small marijuana brownie, which relaxes me and has let me sleep, and I don't have to take any pain medication.
There you have it from Sharon Foster, who served on the Liquor Control Board for almost 6 years. She steps down January 15th. It's The Record on KUOW.